Lord. Good service this morning for the beautiful day He's given us. Couldn't believe how cold it got. 80 degrees last night, 50 degrees this morning. But we'll let the Lord take care of the weather. All we need to do is take care of what He gives us to do, be good stewards, be good servants of the things of God. We had a song leader this morning, and we've got a wannabe song leader tonight. We're going to try to sing number 210, Where We'll Never Grow Old. Sound like my kind of place?
Yes.
Me and Brother Ed, we both didn't realize the good days are gone. Donnie, he's not too far from us, but he ain't there yet, but he's getting there. Number 210. And I ain't got a piano player. Our pastor said we sing by the letter, just rear back and let her go, and that's what I do. I have heard of our land on the far away strand. I'm up way too high, hold on.
Yeah.
I have heard of a land on the faraway strand. 'Tis a beautiful home of the soul, built by Jesus on high. There we never shall die. 'Tis the land where we'll never grow old.
Windshields and
scaring tourists and running through the streets. And, you know, that mayhem or that out of control, the wrong seeds have been sown. The tares are coming up. And I don't know if it can be undone or not. But I know one thing, God had something better in mind for young people than to act like that. I mean, just a complete disregard for any authority or law. And just thinking, you know, that they had the right to do what they was doing. And it wasn't right. And they didn't have the right to do it. Even though nothing wasn't done about it, something will be done. There will be a day of reckoning, a day of accountability. But I'm glad, praise God, where we're going, there won't be no rioting in the streets. There won't be no complaining. There won't be anything but the joy of the Lord, where the Lord went away and prepared a place for us. You know, He formed the earth, formed it to be inhabited. I've got every air to breathe. I've got to have water to drink. I've got to have something to eat. I've got to have somewhere to pillow my head. I've got everything I need because God formed the earth, formed it to be inhabited. Isaiah 45, verse 18. The earth's not just a round ball. God formed it to be inhabited. I've got gravity. That's what keeps me floating away. Just enough gravity. That's how I can get up and how I can move. But I've got everything I need right here because God formed it to be inhabited. Then He put man on it, put man in charge. Man messed it up, and we're still seeing the effects of that even today. Wouldn't it be great if we just do what God told us to do?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, Brother Eddie, before you get started in the lesson tonight, when I first got saved, I had a problem with everybody's going to go to heaven at the same time.
Yeah.
And I really had a problem with that. I said, now how's that going to happen? There's people died before me, my grandpa, my grandma, my mom, and my dad. Everybody, you know, about in my family has died before me. I said, now how's that going to be, you know?
Yeah. And, well, there will be a great catching up. I heard a preacher preach on the way out here about the rapture. We, which are alive, will be caught up.
Yes.
To be together with them in the clouds, so shall we ever be. But there's some's already graduated this life. Some are indeed in the graves. Some aren't. Stephen, he said, I see heaven open.
Yeah.
The reason he saw heaven, because he's getting ready to go there. You don't see it until it comes time to leave out down here. But he said there in Acts chapter 7, he said, I see the heavens open. He said, I see Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And all he was doing is getting a standing ovation. He's fixing to be the first martyr of the New Testament church. But, you know, Jesus gave us eternal life.
Yes.
Gave us an eternal body. And gave us an eternal home. That won't all be fulfilled till we get there. Down here, I'm telling you, this body of mine, I have to bring it in subjection. It wants to go this way. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit of God wants me to go that way. We're constantly headbutting and everything else. But God's going to fix all of this.
Yeah.
Until we get there. But the Bible talks about the Lord's going to bring them with Him.
Yes.
When He comes.
Those that are already
1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And then we which are alive shall be caught up in the clouds to be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be. But there'll be a glad a reunion day there. There will be a lot of people raised up out of the graves. How's that, Brother Eddie? Well, some of them was not obedient. And, you know, Paul talked about delivering that young man over to Satan for destruction of the flesh, that the soul might be saved, it soiled by fire. That's a different resurrection right there.
Yeah.
God's going to purge it through the fire. Even taking the Lord's Supper, Bible tells us to examine ourselves. If not, you know, we'll be chastened of the Lord, that won't be condemned with the world because there's no condemnation to them in Christ Jesus. But there's going to be three resurrections. Blessed is he who has his part in the first resurrection. On them, the second death has no power. I'm not going to have to worry about going to the lake of fire, the second death mentioned there in Revelations, because I've got a home in heaven, got my sins on the blood, name in the book. I've been bought with a price, not my own. I belong to Jesus. But there's others that'll still make it to heaven. And They'll come up through this second resurrection. They'll be judged, and they'll stand before God, give an account. And there's others, buddy, they don't have no hope at all.
Yeah.
Okay. They'll get their day in the court of God. You know, these down here that you can't reach them with, they're dogmatic.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just cut you off. They're right and everybody else is wrong. They'll get their day in God's court. It'll be sad.
Yes, it
will. It'll be real sad. The Bible said if the righteous scarcely be saved, and I'm okay with that. I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
Where shall the two categories here, the ungodly and the sinner, appear?
Mm-hmm.
The ungodly thinks he's going to heaven, but he put his confidence in the wrong thing. He put it in something other than the blood of Jesus, something other in the salvation of Jesus. He's got it in his good works. He's got it in his church membership. He's got it in his baptism. And he's going to stand before God. It ain't going to be good. And he knows where he's going. He's going to live it up down here. He's going to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Going to stand before God and take whatever comes his way. He don't even care about eternity. I'm telling him.
Oh.
They'll have their day in the court of God.
Yeah.
I done made preparation against that
day. Amen.
I haven't been caught up in heaven, but Paul was. He brought back a pretty good report. He said, far better. And I tell you what, he said, the eyes not seen, the ears never heard, never seen the hearts of men. The things that God has prepared for those that love him looked his appearing. But he did get to go to the third heaven. And he did get to come back down here. Boy, he spoke about it, what God would allow him to speak. It is about as clear as mud. I agree, Brother Ed. Because the Bible mentions, you got to write and divide the Bible.
Yeah,
it mentions three resurrections.
Right.
And I'd just soon be alive in the Lord God. But hey,
yeah,
I'll take whatever I can get. Amen. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter number 37. We're going to preach tonight. Probably a short message, but it's still going to be a good message. On the dryness of the day. And we are living in a dry day. We really are.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're going to read the first 10 verses here of Ezekiel, chapter number 37. Then we'll go to Lord in prayer. We'll pray for several people real quick tonight. But Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1 through 10, says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me,
mm-hmm.
and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. Set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones." And that says quite a bit in that verse right there.
Mm-hmm.
"It caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were," this is important, "very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry." Two distinctions, very many, very dry. "He said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and I prophesied there. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. He said unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army." Now this vision is about Israel. We're going to preach it tonight about the church age we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we're preaching about a dry day. And I'll tell you, it's a dry day we're living in.
Yes,
and we want to see it. I'll be honest with you. I kind of wish we had more tears in the pulpit. Wish we had more tears in the pew, and it's our own shame that our eyes are as dry as they are. And I know the Bible talks about, you know, my heart causes my eye to run. And I believe it was Jeremiah, oh, that my tears were like a river. How we need the tears of the day of the dry day we're living in. Let me go to God in prayer. I'm confused to talk about, wouldn't you, y'all? Father, we thank you for the scripture we just read. We praise you, Lord, for the good service this morning. We praise you, Lord, for the opportunity to be back tonight. Lord, we just want to be a blessing. I pray, dear Father, Lord, for all the people, Lord, that are in this church, Lord, struggling with health, struggling, Lord, with faithfulness, struggling, Father, Lord, with that old devil, that old tempter, Father. I pray for them, God. I pray, Lord God, they put forth the effort, Lord, to be a blessing, Lord, to the heart of God. Thank you for these that are here tonight. Lord, I pray for some of them, Lord, they'd be here if they could. Health reasons, Lord, they can't be here, and we certainly understand that, Father. I know, Lord, you're the good shepherd, and I know, Lord, we're just sheep. But, Lord, you love your sheep, and you gave yourself for your sheep. And, Lord, you wanted me to feed your sheep and feed your lambs, and that's what we want to do tonight. Bless your children, Lord. Bless, I pray, Lord, the dryness of this day we're living in. Lord, we'd like to see some of what we just read about right here. I'd like to see the church up on its feet. I'd like to see it up going again. Lord, even this scripture tonight speaks about the day in which we live, Lord. How dry this day is. How dry the hearts and the eyes of the children of God are. Lord, help us, I pray. Even tonight, Lord, I pray for your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This dryness of the day. Whoever thought that we'd get in a day like today? You know, I'll sit there and think about days gone by, back when they threw bonnets up, when they shouted. I mean, they come riding, you know, covered wagons, come walking. I watch the Amish quite a bit. And boy, they make a big deal out of going to the house of God. I mean, buddy, they might not have a lot of clothes, but they got some fancy ones they put on when they go to the house of God.
Yeah.
They get all slicked up, and they got their little buggy all fixed up. And buddy, you can tell where they're going. They're going to meeting, amen. And you know what? We used to do the same thing.
Right.
Hey, listen, now we might have fell by the side a little bit, but we still put forth the effort to be in the house of God.
Amen.
But the Bible talks here about this dry valley full of dry bones. And you know, the Bible mentions about the rebellious dwell in a dry land, Psalm 68, verse number 6. And it says, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel but not of me," Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1. And here's why: that they might add sin to sin. You know, we want to find some way to have sin in one hand and God in the other hand.
Yeah.
And the Bible said you can't serve two masters. You'll love the one, hate the other. We're caused in a battle. Amen. We're trying, you know, to do right. And the whole time we're trying to do right, the devil knows our flesh is weak. And he knows, buddy, that he can get the upper hand.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand, have and stand therewith. And I tell you, just war, good warfare. This old flesh got to be crucified. This old flesh just don't want to do what needs to be done. And I tell you what, we just got to bring it in subjection. We just got to fight the good fight of faith. Amen?
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25. Talks about enjoying the pleasures of sin for a season. And you know, a lot of people, they do entertain that very thought. Like I said, I saw a man this morning, even with the rain, even with the coldness of the morning, saw him trying to hook his boat up like I used to. Try to go down. I wouldn't go fishing on a cold day like today, and then I say that, but I did many times.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get down there, Brother Ed, have a good time.
Yeah.
Even though it got wet, you know, I come home saying, boy, I had a good time. I was lying through my teeth. Amen. But here, God said in Ezekiel 34, which is just a couple pages over, he said, "I will send showers of blessing." You know, God wants to send the blessing.
Right.
He wants to send the showers. But you know, that dryness of this situation here, was a dryness that could be seen. He said, I saw it here. He said, there were many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. This preacher here, this prophet here, he said, I could see them. Mm-hmm. And he looked upon these dry bones, Brother Ed.
Right.
And as he looked upon them, I'm sure he saw the aftermath of the negligence of, you know, attending to the Word of God. The Bible mentions in Ephesians chapter number 5, verse 26, mentions about the water of the Word.
Yeah.
One reason there's so much dryness today, I was listening to Brother Ed talk when I come in, talking about going to a Christian bookstore, and they didn't even have a King James Bible out. He said, we got some back in the back, but we don't have none out. And you know what? I'll just tell you right now, buddy, you can't get blood out of a turnip. And I'll tell you, you got to have the Word of God.
Amen.
And listen, in this situation, it was dry due to an absence of the Word of God. Not only were there very many, not only were they very dry, but God said in Amos chapter 4, verse 7, by dealing with Israel, He said, I withheld the rain from you. And you know, that's a different kind of moisture than what I'm preaching about tonight. I'm talking about spiritual dryness.
Right.
But you know, even with the rain, God deals with people with the weather. He said to Israel, I withheld the rain from you. If that wasn't enough, Brother Head, He said, I caused it to rain upon others, but I kept the rain from coming to you.
Yeah.
You know, God knows how to speak.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, but these farmers, a lot of them, boy, they're in touch with God.
Yeah.
They want to work their fields. They want to plant the crop. They want to see it come up. They want to get the harvest. They want the reward of the labor. And it takes rain for that to happen. This dryness was a dryness that could be seen. Did you notice that question? Verse number 30. God asked him, He said, can they live?
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you, sometimes you need to bite your tongue, amen? You know, the Bible said the heart of the righteous studieth to answer. Here, Proverbs chapter 15, verse number 28. I have to admit, sometimes I do believe we do answer without giving very much thought to the situation. Sometimes I believe we'd be better off to give it a little more thought. You know what? This thing never did even come on, Brother Ed.
Well,
ain't that a whooping? I'll probably have to get it off of you then.
That's fine.
We're yakking. But anyway, that dryness. He said, can they live? And the answer was, Lord, you know, God does know.
Mm-hmm.
But God's the one that asked the question. And He asked the preacher, or the prophet here,
right,
can these bones live? And I answered, oh Lord God, thou knowest. That's a pretty good answer there.
Yeah.
That was wisdom there in that answer there. He said, Lord, you know. And the plan was, if you notice this verse number 4, the plan was preaching. He said unto me, prophesy upon these bones,
mm-hmm,
and say unto them, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. You see, God knew what the problem was.
Right.
The preacher didn't.
Right.
But God, when He asked that question, the preacher said, Lord, you know. And God said, I'll tell you what you do, buddy, you preach to them. And I'll tell you, buddy, the absence of preaching today is taking its toll on the house of God today. God already knew why these bones were dry. God already knew why they were many, why they were very dry.
Yeah.
The absence of the preaching of the Word of God. The Bible said God chose the foolishness of preaching.
Right.
In 1 Corinthians chapter number 1.
Right.
And it says also in that same chapter, for the foolishness of preaching is to them that perish foolishness.
Yeah.
Donnie done laid an egg. He got a billfold underneath him there, amen. And if he's got any money, it's mine, amen. But anyway, he said here, the plan was preaching, amen. They needed to hear the word of the Lord. The Bible says in the last days there'll be a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. I'm telling you, God, not only did He choose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, but Romans chapter 10 says, how shall they hear without a preacher?
Yeah.
Without a preacher, and how shall they preach except they be sent? God's got this thing all fixed up, and we'll just do what we're supposed to do. I believe the work will get done. I believe it'll be better off, but the plan for the dry bones was a preacher. says, make your call and election sure. Mm-hmm. It was a good day of my life, Brother Donnie, when I realized I wasn't nothing but the messenger boy. Mm-hmm. It was a good day of my life. I realized that God was the real preacher, and all I was a messenger boy, because really I struggled at preaching until I realized all I've got to do is deliver the message to God. Yeah. God told Jonah, go down to Nineveh, that great city, and preach the preaching I bid you to preach. And Jonah may not have understood it, but I tell you what, buddy, when he did what God told him to do, 120,000 people that didn't know their left hand from their right hand, they repented. Yeah. There's not no repentance today. There's dryness today due to the absence of the preaching of the Word of God. And I'll tell you, I believe the pews will get filled. Yeah. I believe the souls will get saved when we get back to preaching the Word of God. Amen. The Bible mentioned in the last days, they'll not endure sound doctrine, but at their own lust shall they heap themselves, teachers having itching ears, and be turned from the truth unto fables. I'm telling you, the preaching of the Word of God, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, and there a little, what thus said the Word of God, God said, preach to them, boy.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, I like those words right there. He said, preach to them. And that preacher, he preached that word. Look down at verse number 7. Mm-hmm. He said, so I prophesied as I was commanded. You know, every preacher, Paul said, if I do this thing willingly, he said, I'll receive a reward, but woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. This thing here, this is ordained of God. We're getting ready to ordain two deacons here in the church.
Yes.
And you know, God set all this thing up. He said, on this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. All we've got to do is what God has already ordained needs to be done. Amen. The dryness of our day is due to an absence of doing what thus said the Word of God. Amen. Boy, God told a woman at a well, a thirsty woman, He said, boy, if you knew who I was, you'd ask me water and I'd give you a drink.
Yeah.
She said, Lord, you're Jews. She said, the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. He said, woman, believe you me. He said, the water I give will be a well springing up. You see, the dryness of our day is because we're not pumping the well. We've got a well inside us.
Well, right.
We've got a, what they call an artesian well where the water comes up. But the dryness of our day is due to the fact we're not priming the well.
That's
we're not pumping the water.
Amen.
Hey, we're just pretending for lack of better words.
Yes.
We really are, Brother Ed.
Playing
we're going through the motions.
Yeah.
We're just kind of playing church.
Yeah.
You know, I thought about this lot, what we're going to do when the Lord shows up.
Oh, my goodness.
You're talking about a bunch of red face, bunch of shame and humility.
Yeah.
When the Lord shows up, and here we are, been pretending, been, you know, just going through the motions, shout a little bit. Every now and then I have to admit, I do. Every now and then I do lose. I get to Cain Helpitz. I can't do nothing about it. But when I get to Cain Helpitz, I'm sure maybe somebody says he's crazy, and I am. And they say, you know, he don't need to do all that. I agree. But when you get to Cain Helpitz, I'll just tell you this. You're either going to do it or explode one of the two.
Hey, man,
but listen,
that's right.
I'm telling you this. These dry bones, this situation right here was due to an absence of preaching the Word of God. Brother Donner, tell you, if you ride with me in my truck, we're either going to hear preaching or singing.
That's right.
I picked up a boy one day, and buddy, I'll tell you right now, he might not have knew, and I may not have knew, but there was a preacher got on there, and he got to preaching. I looked over, and that boy had tears dripping off his cheeks. And I'll tell you what, buddy, he looked at me, and he said, boy, there's something in me that moved me. And you know that word, it's like that. The Bible says that word will return, will prosper the thing it's set to do.
Right.
It will not return void. That man, I tell you, I looked over, tears dripping off his cheeks. He said, there's something in that moved me. And that word, it's a quickening spirit. The Bible said that God's word, you know what? It's a fire. I'm telling you, it's a fire in our word. Amen. Jeremiah said, I was going to quit, but he said his word was a fire in my bones. And he said, I couldn't say that way. You might think you're going to quit, but if you've ever had the Word of God in you, you'll find sharpened two-edged sword. Mm-hmm. That was old David Epps preaching that day. Old Brother David, he was doing a good job of putting things in perspective. Mm-hmm. This boy, this old boy, his life was a mess. David's life was a mess. Mm-hmm. David Epps, when he got saved, and he's kind of commenting on how his life was before he got saved and how his life is now. And boy, that minister to that boy right there that's with me, I'll tell you, boy, don't underestimate the Word of God. Don't underestimate the preaching of the Word of God. The plan was preaching, amen.
That's right.
God said, preach, boy. And this man here, this prophet, this preacher, he said, I prophesied as I was commanded. Oh my. He said, as I prophesied, there was a noise. I have to admit, I've heard of you. I've heard him get up, cuss, run out the door. I've heard him shout. I've heard him say things that they probably shouldn't have said, but they said them anyway. And you know, I'll just tell you, there's going to be a noise. If you're preaching the Word of God, I'll tell you, if you're delivering the message of God, there's going to be a noise.
Yeah.
There's going to be a reaction. It's either going to be tears, or it's going to be rebellion, or it's going to be some kind of something.
Yeah.
I just tell you right now, when you get to preaching the Word of God, it won't be silent. It'll be like throwing a rock in the creek. It'll be a ripple, amen.
That's right.
He said, there was a noise.
Yeah.
And behold, it's shaking. Mm-hmm. I saw people hold on to the back of a church pew, knuckles white.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I used to be one of them. Couldn't let go, didn't know what to do, didn't know what was going on. But that shaking right there, I'm telling you, boy. We teaching out of Acts there, and he talked about Felix trembling, and he talked about Festus and said, Paul, you mad, and he talked about King Agrippa, said, almost you persuaded me to be a Christian, but I want you to know that word, it'll bring forth some shaking, amen. Mm-hmm. Now, Brother Don, I saw some people, and they're in denial, they're doing this kind of shaking. Mm-hmm. They don't believe, they don't agree, they're stubborn. And God, I'll tell you what, it's hard to do anything with a stubborn spirit. Mm-hmm. I saw some of them this way, and I saw some of them that way. That's shaking. Sometimes they shake their head in disbelief. He said, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. Listen, right in the middle of all that, he said, and the bones came together. You know what? Certainly wasn't no Baptist church, that's for sure.
That's right.
I do like to see togetherness.
Yes.
The Bible says, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? I like togetherness.
Yes.
I'm not always completely in agreement, but I'm always looking to be in agreement. When I say I'm not always complete agreement, I know enough Bible to know I can't agree with everything. I can agree with some of it. I tell you what, I'm not going to throw rocks. I'm not going to say nothing. But I'll agree as much as I can agree. I'll come together as much as I can come together. But I'm not going to trespass the great truths of the Word of God.
Right.
I just tell you, I believe a lot of churches today
compromise.
Ordaining gays and lesbians.
Yeah.
Listen. We got to be careful. The Bible says, what fellowship has light with darkness? I think there's a lot of gray area today being promoted. They're suing, I shouldn't say the name, they're suing. Some churches are suing because they're going through separations. They're saying, we're not going to do that. And you know what? They're going and separating and dividing the church, and they're going somewhere else because they know it's wrong. And then you've got some that says, you know, it's not that bad. What saith the Scripture? That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you, preaching. My pastor said, preaching will take care of all the counseling that needs to be. I'll tell you, preaching, I like preaching. Most of the time, there's something on that table for me, Brother Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, not only is there something on the table for me, but I can have as much of it as I want if I just take it, amen?
Yeah, that's right.
And you know what? God knows what I need.
Yeah.
And he knows how to give it to me.
Yeah.
I've never been, my pastor said, preach like eating watermelon, eat what you can, spit the rest out. But all of them have got some good in them. But when it comes to preaching, I'll tell you, I'm not going to compromise. I want to come together on what saith the Word of God. The Word of God, I'm telling you, it's been tried. It's been tested.
Yeah.
Like gold tried in the fire. It's been refined. I'm telling you, God, David, Psalm 68, verse 11, I couldn't preach the Word if I didn't have the Word. If you don't know what the Word of God is, go back, start all over, because we're begotten by the Word. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, and without faith, you can't please God. If you got a problem with the Word, you got a problem, amen.
Amen.
Preach it and straighten that out.
Yeah.
God told him, Brother Ed, preach. And what he did, he said bone came together. Bone to his bone. I mean, you know, if you ever worked a puzzle, I've seen pieces, they look just like they fit right in there. But they didn't go there. And you know, the Bible's like that. The Bible tells us right to divide it, but it just won't, it'll fit the joint when you put the right piece where it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And this bone, they said this bone came together, bone to his bone. The Word of God, it fit the joints together. Now look, I'm going to take just a minute here. I'm not in no hurry. I hope nobody else is.
Mm-mm.
But preaching, it's of the Lord.
That's right.
And God told this man, he said, preach, boy. Now he done showed him the valley.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of bones, many. And they're very dry, very many, very dry. And God told him to preach. Now most people I know today, God tells them to do something, they're already in their mind thinking of a better way.
Yeah.
And I must agree, I was the same mind. Until I found out God knew more than I did,
mm-hmm.
and I forgot more than I'll ever know. And you know what? We just need to do what thus saith the Word. Me and Donnie was talking today about being doers, not hearers only, of what the Word of God says. This preacher here, God told him, preach, boy. He said, so I preached, or I prophesied as I was commanded. Boy, that's my pastor said the only ability God's ever looked for is availability. So here he is, he's there. And not only that, he's willing to do what God tells him to do. And he said, as I prophesied, he said, there was a noise. I've been in churches, you thought you was in a funeral home.
Yeah.
I mean, me and my wife, when I first got saved, we went to a Bible at Big Meta Baptist Church. Our neighbor invited us to go, and we went. I mean, I just got saved wild as I don't know what. And the preacher up there, I felt like, you know, I'm not going to mention his name, but I felt like he was kind of struggling, you know. And I just kind of grunted out, amen. And when I did, our neighbor slid all the way down to the other end of the pew and acted like he didn't know us. My wife, bless her heart, she said, honey, it's all right. You don't worry about that. It's all right. And here I am, just a babe in the Lord, just got saved. And I don't really know what's going on. But I knew one thing, it's awful dry in there. I knew, buddy, I mean, there wasn't even a grunt. There wasn't nothing. And all I did was kind of like say sick him to a dog. You know, I just said, amen. That's all it took. My neighbors, they scooted all the way down the end of the pier. And here they sit. I mean, they wasn't looking, just straight neck, straight ahead. Amen. Here, this preacher says, as I preached, there was a noise. That's the quietest service I guess I've ever been in. And behold, he said, a shaking. And the bones came together. Well, that's what we need. I'll just tell you right now. We're supposed to all believe the same thing. We're supposed to all not only believe the same thing, but say the same thing. We don't need to contradict one another. He said that not only was there shaking, but he said the bones came together, bone to his bone. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, when I beheld, you know, he's looking at all this, Donnie.
Amen.
He said, when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, and there was no breath in them. You know what? I think about Elijah up on Mount Horeb in 1 Kings chapter number 19, verse 11 through 13. It said the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and it broke the rocks. But But it goes on to say the Lord wasn't in the wind. Now listen, I had to learn this the hard way. You don't want to jump at everything. Jesus said the Holy Spirit that's in us, that He'd reprove the world of sin, and He'll bear witness with truth. You know, that ring of truth, I like it. I like it when I can feel the Holy Spirit of God in me saying, boy, that's from the Lord. Well, here Elisha is on Mount Horeb. He done got his whooping from Jezebel. She scared him to death right after that great revival up there on Mount Carmel. I mean, 850 false prophets of Baal slain right there, 400 of the groves and 450 prophets of Baal. Here Elijah is. He done killed 850 false prophets of Baal. And one woman sends a letter to him from a messenger and says, God, do so to me and more if thy head be not off thee by tomorrow, if thou be not like one of them by tomorrow, about this time he jumped on my shoes. Went down there, jumped underneath the juniper tree, and his tail was tucked between his legs. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, he got out from that juniper tree and went up to Mount Horeb. And while he's up there, the Lord passed by. Now, that Lord passed by me several times. Mm-hmm. But here, boy, this was needed. And he said, when the Lord passed by, a great and strong wind rent the mountains. It broke the rocks. But the Lord was not in the wind. He didn't jump. I think sometimes, buddy, we got a lot of wildfire down here. The Bible talks about, you know, about try the spirits, whether they're of God or not. And, and have a little bit of a sermon about it. Yeah. You know, Elijah, he been around, buddy. And, you know, I don't know why he outran his... I don't know why he ran out from Jezebel, but I'll tell you this. He did not run God. God showed up right there at that cave.
That's right.
And not only was the Lord not in the wind, but it said then there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. Boy, here's two tests. He's passed them both because it said the Lord wasn't in that earthquake. After that earthquake, it said there was a fire. Now, you know that ought to get a man's attention. But the Lord was not in the fire. God's a consuming fire. And His words of fire.
Yeah.
But after that, Brother Ed, there was a still small voice.
Yes, that's right.
And the Lord was in that still small voice. And Elijah come out, wrapped his mantle around him. He got to listening to God again. I'm just telling you, boy, that discernment. Here this preacher is. He's preaching the Word of God. This shaking's of the Lord. This coming together is of the Lord. And I'll tell you right now, I welcome that kind of shaking. Amen.
Yeah.
But you know, verse number 10. God told him to preach. Verse 9, he said, prophesy to the wind. Prophesy, son of man, say to the wind, thus saith the Lord, come out from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live.
Yeah.
You know, I was dead in trespasses and sin,
Lord.
But I'm glad God had something in mind for me to give me life, life abundantly, that I might have it. Verse 10, this preacher here, he said, so I prophesied as he commanded me. That's the second time. And the breath came in unto them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army.
Wow.
I'll just tell you, buddy, the preaching of the Word of God is missing today.
Yes.
And the dryness of our day is from absence
That's
of
right.
preaching the Word of God.
Yes.
I'll tell you, boy, God not only chose preaching, but we need preaching.
Amen.
I don't always, I have to admit, like my pastor said, spit out what you can't. I don't always receive everything, but as I've grown, I've received a whole lot more than I used to.
Yes.
But as you grow, you learn, you know, what to eat and what to abstain from. And, you know, I like preaching. I'm glad God chose preaching. I'm glad He called me in to preach and said, preach the Word.
Yep.
Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. I'm telling you, I'm glad myself, I'm a preacher. I'm glad God called me faithful and put me in the ministry. And I want you to know today, the problem with the dryness of our day is the absence of preaching the Word of God.
Yeah.
If we get the preachers back to preach,
right. Yeah.
That's where we're at. That dry day we're in.
Yeah.
We just need to return to what worked. I'll just tell you, buddy, I like what works. I find something works, I stay with it.
Amen.
I got me this new fangled made in China razor, but I'll tell you what, does a good job. I like it so much. I got Donnie one, bought me an extra one. Probably going to give it to the granddaughter. But when I find something that works, it's cheap too, like less than $20. I find something that works, I'll stay with it.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, the dryness of our day is from the absence of preaching the Word of God.
Yeah.
God ordained it.
Yes, He did.
He not only gives the message, He gives the anointing to go along with them. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, we have more real preaching. Not ear tickling. Not, fleshly type preaching. But real preaching of the Word of God. It'll fix our dry problem that we got. I wish to God we had, floods. I wish we had out of the banks kind of day, but we're in a dry day. And the dryness of our day is due to the absence of preachers.
Yeah.
I believe we'll get back to what God said to do. I believe our churches will take root downward, bear fruit upward. I believe it'll be a whole lot easier to be faithful to the things of God and to follow the will of God and the work of God. I just believe we just got an absence today of the preaching of the Word of God, and it's got us in a dry day. That's what I believe. Lord, we thank You for the thought for the night. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for all that You put in our heart about this dryness.
Yeah.
Lord, I pray You'd help us, Lord, to read our Bible, pray for our preachers. I pray for my pastor, even today, pray for him. I love him, and I thank God for him. He's in revival right now up in Indiana. Going to last all the way to Friday, and I'm praying God will bless him and use him every single night.
Yes, Lord.
Boy, we need preaching today. We need preaching more. We need smartphones. We need preaching more. We need TV. We need preaching more. We need even our necessary food. Job said, I esteem the words of his mouth more necessary than my daily food. He said it meant more to me than even feeding my good. I pray, God, You'll help us for it. And, Lord, heal our dry days. Lord, bring us where we need to be and keep us there, I pray, that we might be a blessing, not a burden. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Dry days, Lord.